你好，我是 Monster， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。我们来做一段听力的测试，看能够听懂多少。Here we go. You don't look very well, Peter. What's wrong?
I don't know, Mary. When I woke up this morning, I started to sneeze and cough. I also have a headache. Obviously, you have caught a cold. You need to ask for a sick leave and see your doctor immediately. Thanks for your advice. I will.
Okay, great. Let's take a look. 我们看所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。第一句话。
You don't look very well, Peter. What's wrong?
你好像看起来不是很好。那么 what's wrong 就出了什么事情。我们经常会跟别人去说啊，比如说你脸色看起来比较的苍白，你可以说 You look pale, P-A-L-E, you look pale.
Are you feeling sick?
你是不是生病了？ Are you feeling well? 你是不是感到不太舒服？他可以用这句话
You don't look very well, Peter. What's wrong?
你看起来好像不怎么好 Peter， 记住这是一个长元音啊，叫 Peter。 What's wrong 就相当于我们说的 What's the matter，
What seems to be the problem，
Seems， What seems to be the problem。 这句话我们来听一下。
You don't look very well, Peter. What's wrong?
I don't know, Mary。 我们在说这句话其实应该能听懂，但是老外说话更加慵懒一点，因为它是两个双元音 Oh, don't know。 但是呢，在两个单词在一起的时候经常会弱化，前面的发成 a， 后面的发成 o， 变成
don't know，
而且带一点鼻音
I don't know，
I don't know Mary，
I don't know Mary。
所以老外说的比较懒， I don't know， I don't know， 他说成这样的一个偷懒的方式。
I don't know Mary when I woke up this morning，
当我今天早晨醒来的时候，听难听懂就是那个 woke up。我们知道 wake up 能听懂，但很多的过去式我们不是很明白，叫做 woke up， 同时有连音 k 浊化成 g， 在美语当中尖角的 r 去上一发 a 这个发音，就变成 woke up。 when 不被强调，当它是做疑问词的时候呢，这个 when 还是发成 a， 叫 when。 当它不做疑问词的时候呢，做一些从句的时候呢，经常 when 在快速的时候可以发成 a 这个发音，叫 when。 when 跟 i 有连音，叫 when i，没有加粗的字体，用降调来读，变成 When I woke up,
When I woke up this morning,
When I woke up this morning,
I started to sneeze and cough,
Started to sneeze and cough, 我开始啊打喷嚏咳嗽。那这两个都是做动词来 sneeze and cough。 这边听力的难点叫 started， 很多人听的不是很明白 What is started to sneeze and cough?
Started
这个单词美语当中中间的 T 要浊化成 D，那么它的标准的发音叫 started， 那么同时 d 可以不用发音，这叫略音，因为 d 后面是一个辅音 to， 那 t 开头，那么 to 这边有一个弱化，如果 to 前面是一个轻辅音，比如说像 k， 它可以弱化成 t， 如果前面是一个元音，比如说 go to， 可以弱化成 go 的，同时呢前面是一个浊辅音，声带震动的，比如说 mnl，比如说 g 的 b， 这个都可以叫浊辅音，可以这个弱化成的，就变成 started，
started，
所以很多人绕不过来。I started to sneeze and cough，
sneeze and cough，
and 不被强调的时候，经常可以弱化成一个鼻音，叫做sneeze and cough，
sneeze and cough，
sneeze and cough。I started to sneeze and cough。I also had a headache。中间可以加个半元音也，元跟元之间有连音，不是加 w 就是加也，那这边加个也 I also。 head 跟 a 有连音叫 head， 头比较痛叫 headache， 肚子比较痛，那么你可以说叫做 belly， B-E-L-L， belly ache， 或者 tummy ache， 那么胃痛 stomach ache， 所以有很多种 ache 叫做疼的意思，叫做 I also had a headache。 这句话我们来说一遍。
I don't know, MaryWhen I woke up this morning, I started to sneeze and cough. I also had a headache.
Obviously, you had a caught a cold. 那很明显，你感冒了。Obviously, 这个在美语当中那个 b 可以不用发音，因为两个辅音在一起只用发后面一个，气流阻塞一下就变成 obviously.
Obviously, you have caught a cold.
Caught 跟 a 有连音叫 caught。T 浊化一下，同时 you have 不被强调，用降调来读。
Obviously you have caught a cold.
You need to ask for sick leave and see your doctor immediately. You 不被强调，速度加快，可以说成也。Need to to 前面是 d 是浊辅音，就可以说 you need it, you need it. As for, for 不被强调可以说成 for. As for sick leave 指的是请病假的意思，请事假叫做 personal leave。 那么比如说请病假三天， As for sick leave of 3 days, of 3 days, 这句话就变成 You need to ask for sick leave and 弱化成 an and see your your 不被强调可以弱化成也，叫个儿化音， see your doctor immediately, 立刻。这句话变成 Obviously you have caught a cold, you need to ask for sick leave and see your doctor immediately.Thanks for your advice. I will. Advice 指的是建议，是一个不可数的名词。OK, 我们把这一段重新来听一遍。Here we go. You don't look very well, Peter. What's wrong?
I don't know, Mary. When I woke up this morning, I started to sneeze and cough. I also have a headache. Obviously, you have caught a cold. You need to ask for sick leave and see your doctor immediately. Thanks for your advice. I will.
OK, great, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。但如果你想要系统的提升听力跟口语，你可以参加我的21天听力口语挑战计划。这是一个完全免费的公益活动。21天挑战21个主题，带你精听和分析数百页的口语材料，每一节课一个多小时，全程的干货，很轻松的一个月打通你的听力跟口语。如果想要免费获得这个课程，请立刻关注微信公众号学豆英语，学习的学，豆子的豆。关注之后我立刻推送一个微信群给你，扫码进群就可以跟我一起学21天免费的直播了。 So see you next time, guys.